With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 646 and counting, rights groups say that's the death toll so far from anti-regime protests in Iran. Responding to the deadly unrest, President Trump, he's looking to tighten the economic screws on the mullahs.
The president said that any country that does business with Iran will be subjected to a 25% tariff rate on any business conducted with the U.S. He wrote online that the order is final, conclusive, and effective immediately. Meanwhile, the White House says the president is keeping all of his options on the table regarding Iran, including military options, as he considers how to respond to Iran's crackdown on citizen protesters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities have gone to court. They're trying to halt the surge of ICE officers to their jurisdictions. President Trump will be heading out of town later today.
He's going to give a speech at the Detroit Economic Club, in addition to touring a factory in Dearborn, Michigan, that produces F-150s. And my understanding is Ford is ramping up that manufacturing and also going to be hiring more American workers.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. This is day two of the nurses' strike in New York City.
This strike is about getting a fair contract for state for staffing and also sticking to our health insurance, which is what Mount Sinai is trying to pull from us.
Mount Sinai West nurse Tristan Castillo, one of the 15,000 nurses walking the picket lines in New York. The hospitals affected include New York Presbyterian, Montefiore, and Mount Sinai. The Labor Department is set to release last month's inflation numbers, and ahead of that, stock futures have been in the red so far this morning. The Dow futures down 63 points, while the Nasdaq futures trading 73 points lower. This is SRN News. International Planned Parenthood is feeling the pinch.
Now that President Trump has cut $87 million in U.S. funding to the giant abortion business, it has begun to cut staff. IPPF reports that nearly 1,000 staffers around the world have been laid off, and nearly 1,400 facilities of various sizes have shut their doors. The cuts have had a major impact in the U.S., with Planned Parenthood closing scores of abortion clinics or putting aside plans to open new ones. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious leaders and civil rights activists are condemning what authorities say was an act of arson over the weekend and heavily damaged an historic Mississippi synagogue. The Beth Israel congregation had been bombed decades ago for the congregation's role in the civil rights movement. Synagogue leaders say they're assessing the damage but will continue regular worship programs and services for Shabbat, likely at one of the local churches that have reached out to the synagogue. This is SRN News. Paying tribute to the legendary boxer who could float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
The U.S. Postal Service is honoring Muhammad Ali with a commemorative postage stamp. The stamp features a 1974 Associated Press black and white photo of Ali in a boxing pose. The unveiling will take place in Louisville, Kentucky, Ali's birthplace and home to the Muhammad Ali Center. Because they're forever stamps, the first class mail postage will always remain valid, what his wife, Lonnie Ali, calls an ultimate tribute. Ali was known as one of the greatest boxers and a candid figure on war, civil rights, and religion. He died in 2016 at the age of 74, after living with Parkinson's disease for more than three decades. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
No longer underpinned by taxpayer dollars, PBS News Weekend, the companion of the weekday news hour program, has signed off, fading to black due to a loss of federal funding. SRNNews.com.